The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolene Marks, how are you?
Well, after swimming home from where I was earlier in the country today with all the rains and the floods, I'm fine. I think I need that giant whiskey for Whiskey Thursday.
It's actually incredible. There's been an enormous amount of rain in Israel, hasn't there been?
An incredible amount of rain. And I was saying to somebody earlier that I think that the storms that were predicted a couple of weeks ago arrived on Israeli time, mm-hmm. and have arrived this week or today with a vengeance.
Do we know what's happening with regard to the Kinneret? Has there been a decent inflow in that area?
I think it's still a little low, but I think after the rains of this week, because there's still more to come tomorrow and Saturday, so it'll be a very, very cold and wet Shabbat here in Israel, we are expecting those water levels to rise.
All right, and let's hope that happens. The Council of Europe to denounce Trump's recognition of Jerusalem. There's a shock.
Well, this is to be expected. Mm-hmm. I think that the Mahmoud Abbas is using or really taking advantage of the European and their stance towards Israel to kind of push his agenda. But they are expected today to vote against the recognition of the State of Israel. However, the Israeli delegation to Strasbourg, where the Parliamentary Assembly has gathered, believes that while it's probably assured that the resolution will pass, they are hoping to make some amendments. And our ambassador to UNESCO, Carmel Shama HaCohen, has said that after the Palestinians destroyed UNESCO through politicization and the obsessive persecution of Israel, and after their ridiculous boycott of the United States, they are trying to drag the Council of Europe into that same platform. So they've used quite strong language in saying that the Palestinians are recruiting extremist elements, some of whom border on anti-Semitic, to pass resolutions condemning the U.S. and Israel. And this comes after President Trump's declaration on the 6th of December last month that he would officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
Absolutely unbelievable. Europe doesn't. I wish sometimes they would surprise us, but unfortunately it just doesn't. Washington may cut entire aid to Palestinians. Now, we've been talking about this. I thought that they were reducing it down to some $64 million or whatever it was. Now, are you saying that they might cut the entire amount?
Well, this is rumor has it that Washington will cut the entire amount of aid that is given to the Palestinians. And Trump met with Netanyahu today, and he actually said that they have a great proposal for the Palestinians, but respect works two ways, and they need to come to the table, and they need to respect the peace process, and only then will the U.S. consider relieving the restrictions on aid. But I think what we're seeing with President Trump, he is a disruptor. He does work differently. I mean, when he said during his campaign that he has a different strategy for a peace in the Middle East, who'd have thunk that this is what he was moving forward with? And he said, what I did with Jerusalem was my honor, and hopefully we can do the same with peace. But he says that because of the respect shown to, as he says, our great vice president to see them, and we give them hundreds of millions in dollars in aid and support, tremendous numbers, which is a language we only hear from President Trump, numbers that nobody understands. That money is on the table, and that money is not going to them unless they sit down and negotiate peace. So he, we've said it before, and I'll say it again, he really puts his money literally where his mouth is. Tremendous amounts of money, Howard.
He really does, and you certainly don't want him to feel offended by anything you say, because otherwise it's he removes that completely. I mean, the reality is that it isn't such a bad thing to say, well, listen, we'll only give you money if you move towards a peace process. We're not just giving you money to continue that behavior. In fact, I read yesterday, or was it early this morning, that Abbas is purchasing a $50 million aircraft. Is this true, or is that fake news?
It's not fake news. It is true. And, yeah, he is using the funds that should be well deserved by the Palestinian people to build hospitals and schools and infrastructure. He's using it for a private jet.
Well, there we go. And it's little wonder that the U.S. are concerned about the money and where it's going. Netanyahu agrees with Rwanda to only deport migrants lawfully.
Well, just before we get onto this subject, I think we also need to remember that there are European countries that are also waking up to the fact that money that is given to the Palestinians, I mean, in this case from Europe to NGOs, is going to more nefarious kind of intentions, that money is going towards NGOs who actually create more issues and more dissension between Israelis and Palestinians, and have supported in the past the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movements, and they are not willing to put their money down that avenue anymore. But yeah, with regards to the deportation of, and let me just stress this again. These are illegal immigrants. They are not all asylum seekers. Israel has absorbed several hundred legitimate asylum seekers, but Prime Minister Netanyahu did meet with President Paul Kagame of Rwanda in Davos in Switzerland, and Netanyahu agreed to Kagame's terms or assertion that that Rwanda would accept migrants, but it has to be within international law. Rwanda has denied signing a secret deal with Israel in which Israel could forcibly deport African asylum seekers.
And we spoke a little bit before you were on air, but I know you and I spoke about it offline, some of the tremendously terrible articles and the untrue articles that are being written about the deportation. Of course, South Africans forgetting that for years South Africa's been deporting Zimbabweans that are in South Africa illegally, and that's without a relocation settlement that Israel is offering of $3,500 per person. And again, not that I'm comfortable with it. I don't like it. It doesn't make me feel good. It doesn't. I'm not sure that it's a good decision. But one has to look at it in the real context that it exists in, and not the way that one wants to do so. Gimple the Fool, really, in saying John Kerry is what you would call a disruptor.
John Kerry's a total disruptor, and he made his, showed us what side of the fence he sits on. Not that it's a great surprise, but he met with Mahmoud Abbas in Davos and said, don't fall prey to President Trump. Don't listen to President Trump. You just carry on behaving like you do. This is from Kerry, who should know better. And rumor has it that he may be seeking a candidacy for the 2020 presidential race.
All right. Well, there we go. And that basically sums up what the state of the Democratic Party then.
Well, you know, they might have a horse in this race. Who knows?
Yeah, but yeah. Anyway, the International Holocaust Memorial Day, ahead of International Memorial Day, Yad Vashem has released an exhibition of photos from both victims and perpetrators.
Yes, they have. And I just want to stress to listeners, because I know that many listeners are confused between Yom HaShoah, which is the National Holocaust Memorial Day that we observe here in Israel, where we mark the day with a very, very solemn siren. And the day is dedicated to the education and the memory of the 6 million martyrs and heroes who were murdered during the Holocaust. But International Holocaust Memorial Day, which falls on the 27th of January to coincide with the Russian liberation of Auschwitz, marks all the victims of the Holocaust. And Howard, I heard yesterday that the European Union actually recognized Gypsy or Roma victims of the Holocaust for the first time yesterday. Mm-hmm. But Yad Vashem has opened an exhibition. It's called Flashes of Memory. It opened up yesterday ahead of International Holocaust Remembrance Day on Saturday, and Yad Vashem will be closed on Saturday, not because of the day, but because of Shabbat. And these are photos secretly taken by Jews who were trapped in Nazi ghettos. There are photos taken by Nazi perpetrators as well as members of the Allied forces. So these are photos that people have had for years that haven't been made public that will now be made public in an exhibition at Yad Vashem. There are some 1,500 photos, about 450 of them are on the walls. There is video evidence as well. There are newspaper clippings, posters, and cameras. So anyone out there wanting to deny that this atrocity ever happened, here you have it from the perpetrators, the victims, and the liberators.
Absolutely incredible. So, Raline, how is the International Holocaust Memorial Day commemorated?
Well, this is a day that is sanctioned by the United Nations, and there will be speeches and events in the United Nations as well as around the world. I know that the World Jewish Congress have embarked on their campaign, hashtag We Remember. We've seen people like Nicola Sturgeon, who is the head of Scotland, or she is the Prime Minister of Scotland. She participated as well as members of the German Parliament and several other governments, celebrities, Holocaust survivors, organizations, and ordinary citizens around the world have all participated in this campaign. Notably missing was Jacob Zuma and some people down there in South Africa, Howard. Mm. I think if any country should understand discrimination and what discriminatory law can lead to, it's South Africa. I'm a bit perturbed that we don't see government leaders participating in this.
Absolutely right. Rolina, we've seen people holding up signs. Do we encourage our listeners to get involved in that?
We absolutely encourage our listeners to get involved with that. You can hold up a sign that says with the hashtag We Remember. I've got one up on my Facebook page. I know a lot of my colleagues have been participating in this. So guys, add your voice to this. Let's remember all those who perished in the Holocaust. Let's remember our 6 million martyrs who were hunted down for destruction and for genocide, and let's make sure that our voices are heard, especially at a time like now. And Howard, I know you've addressed it. We spoke about it yesterday. When levels of anti-Semitism are really, really high, let's make sure that we are not voiceless again and add our voices to this campaign.
Absolutely right. That's where we leave it. Time is 5:50. That's Rolene Marks with the Israel Report. Rolene Marks, stay warm, stay dry, and you have a Shabbat Shalom.
I think I'm going to stay liquid, and not because of the rain. It's quite frightening out there, Howard.
Absolutely. So that was Raline Marks with the Israel Report, of course, brought to you by the Blue Agency.